Blog Talk Radio.
I feed the homeless and help the hungry. I'm going out in the highways and byways and doing what the Lord told me to do. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey.
Help me now.
And his crew with Jesus. If you're tuned in, this is Gospel Craze on Craze Radio. Happy Sunday to everybody. I never realized Kurt Franklin had like a hype man in that song. Like, I thought Kurt Franklin was the ultimate hype man himself, but shout out to Kurt. He got a hype man and everything. Like I said, this is Gospel Craze on Craze Radio. And, today we want to kind of talk about Christmas, because this is Christmas Eve, 2 more days before Christmas. I want to say Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a lot of people take away from the real meaning of Christmas. But it's a nice evening, and everybody should be home from church now, cooking dinner or enjoying dinner, The men are probably watching football and taking all of that in. And I'm like, you know what? I wonder if the preachers and the deacons, I wonder if they, like, cut deals with each other. Like, does the preacher tell the deacon, look, keep your prayer short today, and the deacons tell the preacher to keep his sermon short so that they can get out of church early so they won't miss too many football games? Sending notes to the choir, can y'all sing, like, the little short songs today, please, because we got to get out of here. So nobody won't catch the spirit. And you know, depending on the church you're in, how long the spirit might last a little bit longer. If you're in a Baptist church, you know, you might just get a little head nod and close your eyes, and that'll be about it. And if you're in a holiness church, then you already know how it's going to go down. You catch the spirit. You catch the spirit. It'll be like an hour, 2 hours later, and you just be getting back to the choir or sermon. But whatever it is, you know, it's the spirit, so let it do what it do. And some of us didn't go to church today. Some people rather have bedside Baptists, as they like to call it. But we ain't hating on that, because I do get my sermons from Joel Osteen's Word to That. So let me tell you about Gospel Craze. If you've never listened before, we try to give you a variety of music because, as we already know, most of the metro areas or the larger cities, like, as big as they are, they only have, like, one gospel station. Like, you can literally drive through a state and only pick up one gospel station, as opposed to all of the pop and R&B stations that you hear. And even with that one gospel station, it's like they play the same 10 songs, just like all of the other radio stations. So what we here at Gospel Craze plan to do is give you a whole variety of gospel, traditional, contemporary, hip-hop gospel, whatever it is we need to play to get the message out, because a lot of days we just need that, you know what I'm saying? So the call-in number at Gospel Craze is 646-200-0883, and with that number you can just call in and listen. Like, when you call, don't press any numbers, and you can just listen to the whole broadcast live on your cell phone or your home phone, speakerphone, whatever you want to do. Or if you want to talk to the host, you know, if you want to request a song or just chime in on the topic and talk a little bit, or just shout your church out or shout yourself out or whatever you want to do, just press 1 and it'll put you in my queue and I'll try to get to you. Other than that, you can always log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/crazeradio and just click on the, if we're live on streamer that says on air, just click on that red bar and it'll bring the broadcast up for you and you'll hear us live. And of course, if we're not live, you know, you can look down in the on-demand list and search for which show you're looking for. And Craze Radio has about three other platform shows other than Gospel Craze. So, yeah, we just want to give you a whole lot of variety. excuse me. Testing? Okay. Why do I always have to have technical difficulties with these buttons and music and stuff? All right. So we gave you Kirk Franklin and his hype man with Jesus. And next we're going to keep it going with Ty Tribbett and Good in the Hood.
Yeah. Yo, Kansas.
Yo, Billy! This one's for you! This beat top clinic! And whatever hood you represent, I know it's a lot of bad out there, but guess what?
Just talking junk.
Everybody ain't
walking around with baggy jeans, being mean and the lips purple cause we smoking trees.
Everybody ain't
trying to be tough and violent. Matter of fact, I know some cats from the hood plays the violin.
Everybody downtown,
don't frown cause you around. Just because you wear a suit don't mean we think you a clown.
Some of us
going to bed about 11, gotta get up real early, be at work quarter to 7.
Some of us are
going to school, not skipping class, didn't make the dean's list, but we still gone past. Taking good care of all our kids, making sure they got clothes and something in the fridge.
Some of us are
happy with life, we down with Christ. Got a good head on our shoulders and we feel alright. Yeah, there's a lot of good out there. I see y'all. They need to put this on 6 o'clock news. With everybody singing like
good in the hood.
Yeah.
It's good in the hood.
I know it is. Carrying guns, thinking it's fun. Got 2 or 3 girls carrying sons.
Everybody ain't
wearing all black and selling dope and crack. Teens and fiends whose clothes don't match.
Everybody ain't
cussing out babies because they driving you crazy. Just maybe they miss their daddy who left the day before.
Everybody ain't
sleeping around with everybody in town. And when you hit the college ground, it's going down. Working in barbershops and salons, making money, paying bills and child support every month.
Now some of us are
really good people, just had a crazy life. And now in jail for life with long nights.
Some of us are
going to church faithfully. Gotta get it right with God before we finally leave.
Now some of us are
trying to do better, we're trying to get it together.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, we're trying to go to heaven. I see y'all fellas working at UPS at the airport. Taking care of your responsibility. I see y'all. Yeah.
Good in the hood.
It ain't all bad.
It's good in the hood.
Yo, a lot of people have made it from the hood.
Can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. go.
And that's what it's all about. That's what Christmas is all about. It's all about Jesus. not about, you know, spending all your money and just doing too much extravagant stuff. I think people get away from the real meaning by bringing all of the other purpose, you know, purposeful things that they do or how they want to celebrate. And we get away from the real meaning of Christmas. Like, it's all about baby Jesus and him being a gift to us. And I guess some would argue that that is why they give gifts at Christmas, because, you know, we were given the gift of Jesus, but it ain't even the same thing. And I'm not trying to be, you know, like a Grinch or nothing, but I'm just trying to keep it real with you and stay on the subject of Christ for this season. And I think we all should make, like, a conscious decision to, you know, for this Christmas holiday, especially with, like, the tragedy that happened in Connecticut. Like, you just never know what could happen at any moment of any day. So I think we all should just make sure that we accept, you know, Jesus as our Savior and try to live the best life that we can with him in mind. And I think things will get better eventually. But we've been hype on Gospel Craze, giving you some good old gospel music. And as I say, the caller number is 646-200-0883. And I am Christy Love. And you've heard from Mary Mary and Ty Tribbett and Kirk Franklin. You know, all of the gospel artists that get you crunk. So we're going to move on to Canton Jones, one of my favorite quote-unquote crossover gospel artists, and Teach Me Your Ways.
Teach me your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't gotta know.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the
sweetest name I know. I love the name.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
About the
oh, I realize
it is
So many times I I'm pressing on. nor the battles to love long, but it's the one that endures. But we gotta stay strong and fight on, yeah. Sometimes you feel like your foot might slip, cause there's too much going on. Just realize your goal is greater than your struggle. Just hold on and be strong.
That was Kim Burrell, Karen Clark Sheard, Dorinda Clark Cole, Yolanda Adams. They say Mary, but I'm not quite sure they were in there. I don't know. And of course, Missy Elliott and a little bit of Tweet. And that was called Higher Ground. It was on Missy Elliott's So Addictive CD that she put out back in, oh my God, that was like 2001, 2002. I know it was about 10 years ago, but that song still go hard in my playlist. A lot of powerful voices. Anything with the Clark sisters in it, I mean, like, awesome. This is Gospel Craze on Craze Radio. The call-in number is 646-200-0883. Call in to listen or call in to talk, whichever you may want to do. And I just want to take a little time to say that I appreciate everyone who listens to the broadcast, whether it be live or on demand in the archives. Because Craze Radio, this is like the third week, like literally the 21st day that since Craze Radio began broadcasting. And out of those 21 days, we don't do a show each day. You know, we don't do a show 7 days a week. We probably do like 3 or 4 shows in a week's time. But out of all of those shows, we've already gotten about 3,000 listens. So we're very appreciative of that. And I just want to say, keep listening. Tell your friends. Tell your friends to tell your friends. And tell their friends to tell their friends to listen. Okay? We're going to keep on going. And since we already was listening to the Clark sisters, I mean, we might as well listen to something else. This is Karen Clark Sheard with J Moss and Know Him.
Ooh, how can people live? Oh, it gave us only Whoa, Why?
Yeah.
away, give up.
Wow, that was the one and only Lauryn Hill with Joyful, Joyful. Like, I really took you back on that one, right? That was like 1992. I remember that so well because that was one of our high school chorus performance songs. So that was a good flashback, though. But shout out to Lauryn Hill. I'm ready for her to come back and get back to her singing like the way it really should be done. And before that, of course, we played Mary Mary and Fred Hammond, This Love, and LaShawn Pace. And J. Moss got it. This is Gospel Craze on Craze Radio, where we try to give you the best in inspirational and praise and worship songs. We try to get you crunk on Sunday, you know, that type of thing. But it's all about the music today. And so we're going to play a little Donnie McLaughlin and Speak to My Heart.
I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Be
your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
I can hear from you.
y'all. It's Chrissy Love, and you are now tuned in to Gospel Craze on Craze Radio. And that was Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Speak to My Heart. He also actually has a radio show that's quite successful. I think they are celebrating their 5th year on air this year. So shout out to Pastor McClurkin and his radio show. And you can actually go follow him on Twitter at Radio Donnie to find out more about his show and the broadcast times and all of that good stuff. There's a lot of information on his website. So DonnieRadio.com. Check him out.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone
else could
only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yes, sir.
And that
he is mine.
He's mine. I'm
his.
Said it doesn't matter what
I did.
It doesn't
matter
what I did. He only sees me for who
I am. He only sees me.
Yeah.
I said, what did he see?
this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, see, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I am, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're going to go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I
feel. He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
That was Marvin Sapp in The Best in Me, Dr. Marvin Sapp. And that's what we mean by worship, praise and worship. When you get into the zone and that spirit hits you, that's what we mean by praise and worship. That was Marvin Sapp. Marvin L. Sapp. He has these little Marvin, I think he calls them Marvin's motivational moments, where he'll give like this quote, you know. But they always make you think, and I like those. He sends them out on his Twitter and, of course, Facebook. You know, Facebook is... I better not say it. Well, you know, Facebook is for, like, the older crowd, and Twitter is for the younger crowd. So it's good that he sends those motivational messages on both of those social media outlets. One that I thought was really cute, he posted a couple of days ago. It said, relationship thought, you know, for those of you who are in relationships or seeking relationships. It says, relationship thought, the right one brings out the best in you, but the wrong one brings out the beast in you. Can I get a witness? And you know, of course, everybody replied, amen. So that's cute for him. I like those. And the one he did this morning says that broken things can be blessed. Broken things can become blessed things if you let God do the mending. He's a healer. Because, you know, sometimes we just want to step in and try to fix our own problems and solve everything, and it don't work like that, you know. You need God to do it, and if you ask, he'll give it to you. So shout out to Dr. Marvin Sapp for that. And we're going to keep the music going because it's almost time for the show to close, but we're going to keep in the praise and worship spirit and give you Lucretia Campbell, Magnify Your Name.
Oh, I consider the vastness of God and all of the marvelous attractions that his hands have made. Flowers and birds and oceans and mountains. Truly, God is an awesome one.
are awesome wonder. And don't forget to check out his Facebook page to enter that contest for a chance to win two tickets for, to be in the audience to watch him receive his Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2013 Stellar Awards. If you're just tuning in, this is Gospel Craze on Craze Radio, where we broadcast every Sunday, giving you the best of gospel. And we usually have some news for you, but I don't have none of that today either. So it is what it is. At the beginning of the show, the whole theme of the show was supposed to be about Christmas and the true meaning of Christmas and how we've gotten away from the real meaning, which is, you know, the birth of Christ. And I was saying how, you know, we shouldn't focus on buying gifts and all of that stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying not to give at all. I'm just saying don't overdo it. Like, don't make that the primary reason for Christmas. Like, don't look forward to Christmas because of the gifts. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want nobody to get me wrong on that. By all means, please give. Give, give, give. And don't not only just give on Christmas, but give all throughout the year. That's how we receive our blessings back, right? Okay, so now we have coming up next, Tony, and that's when.
All alone, just sitting, thinking by myself. Contemplating about my life, chewing on my nails. I'm the head of this house, now it's all on me. To provide for my wife and kids, my responsibility. Can't afford a breakdown, gotta be a man. I ain't the richest guy around, but I do what I can. Yes, I do. How it's gonna go down, homie, don't ask me. I just pray to the Lord up above in search of reciprocity. I say, yeah.
You Care For Me, Michelle Williams from Destiny Child. Many of you probably know her from Destiny Child. She had a gospel CD out, My Heart's Yours, and then she put out a, I guess you would call it R&B. She has, like, a different style. I'm not even sure that's called R&B, but really ready for her to get back to gospel. I love her voice. It's so unique. And, like, that song is one of my all-time favorite gospel songs ever. There's hardly ever a time where I can get through that song, you know, singing it, of course. That's one of my shower songs. without crying, because it's just like the message and what she says is so strong and impactful to me anyway. So I love it. That's like one of my favorite songs. So shout out to Michelle. Can we get another gospel album, please? Thank you, ma'am. If you're just tuning in, you've missed the whole show of Gospel Craze, and we won't be back until next Sunday. So you could always go back into the archives, blogtalkradio.com/crazeradio, and that's craze with a K, and check the on-demand shows and look for Gospel Craze. This is the fourth installment of the Gospel Craze series, so we're very, very excited about that. And like I said earlier, I really appreciate everyone who listens, whether you listen live or, of course, on the archives. Out of the whole Craze Radio show, like, the gospel shows get the most listens, outstanding numbers. So that's so great. It warms my heart to know that you all need inspiration just as much as I do. And that's why I do it. So, like I said, this is the end of the show, and I've enjoyed playing these songs for you. It's been like a whole 2 hours, but it's all good. We need a whole lot of inspiration today, and we didn't have any call-ins, which is all good. You know, anytime you want to comment on anything we talked about during the show, you know, after the actual live show, you can always just leave a comment below the player box, or you can tweet us at Gospel Craze, and that's Craze with the K, of course. And we also have a website, but we don't want to give it out yet because we're in the process of transferring all of the information to a larger server to serve everybody's needs and have like a, you know, a real deal website. Like, it's about to get big. I can feel it in my bones. So we want to have everything right for you, so we will not give out that website until it is completely presentable and transferred successfully. Just remember, the call-in number is 646-200-0883. Hopefully I'll not see you back next Sunday, but hopefully you'll come back next Sunday to listen to another Gospel Craze episode. Or like I said, you can always check out the archives. Like, they don't go anywhere. The numbers keep getting bigger, so make sure you do that. We're going to end the show today with Smokey Norfolk, Life's Not Promised. Just remember the reason for the season, as I always say, and treat everybody kind and give everybody love, and the world will be a much better place. So here's Smokey Norfolk and Life's Not Promised.
Life is not promised to anyone. You'll get away. I got something I want to say.
I will ask you some things about what life is all for you. The eyes, the cars, those things, they really don't mean one thing. What does it mean to gain the world and in the end lose your soul? I think I ought to let you know that these things don't last for long.
said, that was the last song. But it would be right if I didn't end the show, if I didn't end the show with some crunk juice, some gospel crunk juice, as they say, my favorite J-Mark. And like I said, I just want to say thank you for listening. And for everybody that didn't call in, I'm sorry. I know I usually do the show on Sunday mornings, and I switched it to Sunday evening. But now that I see, that's not a good time, because everybody probably got the itis right about now, or the men's probably jumping up on somebody's couch and knocking stuff over watching the football game because somebody got a touchdown. But next Sunday, we will be back in the morning. So thank you for listening. I'm Christy Love.
PDA, hit me.